This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
My brand new book, Midwife Pip's Guide to a Positive Birth, is now available. So much more than a book, this is a guide that allows me to hold your hand through your birth preparation journey. With over a decade of experience and knowledge packed in to ensure you really are empowered in the way you deserve to achieve a positive birth, regardless of the twists and turns that crop up. Make sure that you get your hands on Midwife Pip's Guide to a Positive Birth book now and are empowered to have the birth experience that you deserve. Hi guys, I am back with another snippet of my journal from where I was pregnant with our firstborn son, Finley. So many of you reached out with positive messages that you really enjoyed listening to my first journal episode on the podcast. So I am going to read more to you. Again, little bit terrified because when I wrote this journal, I really did not intend on sharing it publicly, but I totally get how shrouded in secrecy, especially some of the early parts of trying to conceive and pregnancy are. And part of my mission is always for women to feel better supported about all aspects of their fertility, pregnancy, postpartum journey. So staying very true to my ethos, I am putting it out there for you all to listen to. So please do keep me posted with your feedback because it's probably the only way I'll keep sharing the journal, guys, to be honest. And we're kicking off with one of the most exciting parts of the entry. So this begins on the 9th of January, 2021. And me shouting to my partner as I stood at the top of our stairs, stark naked. I had just finished a very sweaty workout and was about to jump in the shower when I thought, you know what, I'm just going to pee on this stick. I was genuinely too nervous to look at it. So I hid it under the bath mat, stripped off and turned on the shower. But then before jumping in, took a quick peek and it said, pregnant. I was in shock, but also deep down, I just knew. I'm quite in tune with my body and felt that I really had picked up on some of those subtle changes that it was making. We were delighted. We hugged, we smiled, shed a tear or two. Then I finally got on with my shower because 150 burpees, loads of squats, press-ups, kettlebell swings had happened and you could literally smell each and every one on me. But for the next few minutes, it just didn't feel real. And although I was pleased there was a reason I was feeling so tired and why my usual runs were feeling such a big challenge. And then it was that, should we tell anyone? My husband, James, asked me this as I hopped out the shower and begun drying my hair. And I paused. I'd always thought we should hide it and silence my pregnancy until we had our 12-week scan and that risk of miscarriage was reduced. But then also thought, why do we do this to ourselves? I always encourage women to speak up about miscarriage and to raise the lid on this really sensitive but common issue. But then I wasn't willing to do it myself. So we had a little think and decided that yes, we were going to tell our closest friends and family, the people who could celebrate with us and then be there for us if anything was to go wrong. They would be the ones that would be able to support us through the worst. So we told my husband's brother who lives in Dubai on FaceTime, and the boys were just joking around and it was so lovely to see them that excited. We then also told both our parents, cried a little more, and then just a couple of our closest friends. And I felt so blessed and so lucky to have this little kind of inner circle around us all celebrating and relishing in our wonderful, exciting little secret. And people were genuinely so excited for us. And it was so lovely to be able to give them some good news to kind of kickstart 2021 after what had obviously been a shocker few months for everybody due to lockdown and COVID. So yeah, I was like, thank you to my body. I am lucky to be able to say that I love my body, not because of how it looks. I am clearly not into aesthetics or makeup, for those of you that follow me on social media, but because of what it enables me to do, to run marathons, to study for my master's, to support women, to lift heavy weights, to live free of disease and ailment. And now I can love it because it's enabling us to start a family. I am just taking a mini pause to share with you some essential information about folic acid for pregnancy. In the first month of life, an embryo's neural tube or spinal nervous system is already beginning to develop. This means there's a need to protect them against neural tube defects before you even realize that you're pregnant. Taking folic acid prior to conception and during pregnancy can prevent around 7 out of 10 cases of neural tube defects. To learn more about supplements to take and foods to avoid when trying to conceive or when you're pregnant, check out apteclub.co.uk. It can grow a whole new human. I have spent years telling other women how incredible their bodies were, and now mine was embarking on the same journey.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
January the 12th, 2021. Oh, COVID-19. Rates are rising all over the UK, and the hospital in which I work has declared a critical incident as a result of high COVID-19 rates and lack of capacity. We are seeing a surge in pregnant women with COVID-19. Although thankfully many are asymptomatic, some have also been very sick. I have just finished 3 night shifts, and I'm not going to lie, I feel a bit twitched. Before pregnancy, I felt in a really strong position to fight COVID-19 with no comorbidities, being kind of fit and fairly young in a low risk ethnic group. But now with my immune system compromised and a tiny human developing and entirely reliant on me, I do feel really differently about it. Because of this, I have told my fellow team of delivery suite coordinators that I'm pregnant, and I never really wanted to share this news so early on, but with the thought that if I should miscarry, I didn't really want to have to tell all of my colleagues. And this was a decision I pondered over for days and days, but by them knowing, I can hopefully be protected just a little bit more. And of course, I will still need to provide care to COVID-19 patients, but this can be limited and someone less vulnerable can step in over myself at this time, if possible. It's important to me that I fulfill my duties to the women in our care and to ensure that they receive the best, most compassionate care, regardless of COVID-19 and whether they are testing positive or negative. But I also need to recognise that I have to look after myself and my health at this really precious and uncertain time. On a plus side, it does mean I don't have to worry quite so much about hiding my nausea and fatigue and growing breasts. I now have boobs that fill a bra, and my flat chest is both feminine but sore. And while I'm actually strangely enjoying and embracing these symptoms, because I understand why these changes are happening to my body, HCG is the hormone surging to maintain my pregnancy. But as a byproduct, some of these less pleasant symptoms are definitely creeping in. So well done, body. And thank you, HCG. I will take some of these symptoms because they are enabling my body to grow a little human. It is nothing short of a miracle. January the 13th, 2021. Who even am I? That was our second snippet. I hope you enjoyed it. Obviously, some really close to home information there. So thank you for listening. Again, please let me know how you found this snippet. And actually, based on this and my own experience through the first trimester of pregnancy, was the reason that I started my Your Pregnancy Journey course. For those of you that haven't checked it out, if you are in your first or second trimester of pregnancy, you need to head over to midwifepip.com, and you'll find on the homepage, you can search by trimester the most appropriate course for you. And I would highly recommend Your Pregnancy Journey to anybody in their first or second trimester of pregnancy to really make sure you get the 360 degree expert support and information that you need and you deserve during your pregnancy. Thanks for listening, guys. And if you are a fan of the Midwife Pip podcast, don't forget to subscribe so you hear about all my latest episodes. And please, please leave a quick review. It makes a huge difference to the amount of women I can reach out to and empower through the Midwife Pip podcast, and therefore allows me to keep bringing you interesting and expert episodes. Have a great rest of your week. Before you head off, I just need to tell you something. 68% of you who listen to my podcast have not hit the subscribe button. So can you do me a favor? If you have ever enjoyed listening, and hit subscribe now. It makes a huge difference and helps me to keep bringing you episodes. The bigger the podcast, the bigger the guests, and the more women we can reach and help. Thank you for subscribing, and I look forward to chatting again soon.
Hi, my name is Kay Adams, and to be honest, I'm not so good with the aging process, so I enlisted my old chum, the filter-free Cara McKenzie, to advise.
Could you imagine being a porn star? The room would need to be really hot for me to strip off.
To be honest, she's not much help, but she is rather amusing. And along with some great guests, Joe Brand, Andy Oliver, Anton Dubek, Ruth Langsford, and Craig Revel Horwood, darling, we are learning how to be 60. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.